Welcome back, everyone. Today we go one step further on your way to financial freedom. We're building a portfolio, we're learning, and we're getting better and better. You need two things to create wealth. You need an intrinsic value calculation tool and a relative value calculation tool. If you know what a company is worth intrinsic in itself, and if you know what is it worth relatively to their competitors, now you can take a good decision and you can build a portfolio, because you will buy the right stock relative at the right price intrinsic. So today I share with you an intrinsic valuation method, DCF, discounted cash flow, and I will share my template with you. This template will be in the description so that you can do this thing in 5 to 10 minutes instead of taking hours or even days to do that. If you're new to this channel, I'm Simon Severino, your personal business coach. I'm a sales coach. I've added over 2 billion of additional sales for my clients over the last 21 years. And I'm a beginner investor because since 13 years, I have to manage my own money. And so I don't want to lose money. I have 3 kids. I want money to stay here for them. And so I have to learn how to beat the market, because only if I'm above the market with my yield, that money will be here for them when they take over. So I'm 44. I still have time to do that, but it's fun to do it. And it's even more fun to share the journey with you, because you are also on your journey of making more money and keeping more money. So today we talk keeping more money. DCF, the intrinsic valuation method, that will be one piece in your toolbox. So grab a drink and we'll jump into the model in a second. The model is a spreadsheet that you can use immediately. Can be quite boring to understand. That's why we'll do it with one example, Salesforce, which I just did for my own portfolio. And funny enough, after I did this, I immediately bought Salesforce, because you will see in a second, there is quite a discount right now between the intrinsic value and the price. So you enter 4 numbers company data and 4 numbers about your assumption on the growth of the company, and the rest is done by the spreadsheet. So ticker symbol CRM is the first thing that you enter, and then it will automatically pull the name of the company, Salesforce, the share price, and the market cap from the internet, from public available data. Then you enter the shares outstanding. Where can you find shares outstanding? On TradingView or Yahoo Finance, many public databases that you use. Then you enter the free cash flow, you enter cash and cash equivalents, and total debt. That's it for the company data. Now your assumptions. What is your assumption about the discount rate, the expected growth rate, 5 years, 10 years, and the terminal growth rate? Was it a terminal growth rate? After 10 years, because you are projecting now forward growth for 5 years and 10 years, and after 10 years, the company doesn't disappear. It still has people that do work, so it's still productive, so there will still be growth. And we have to assume that growth rate, and that's called the terminal growth rate. So after you insert those 4 numbers and those 4 numbers, it will now calculate automatically the current fair value. In this case, Salesforce, it has a price of 268, but the current fair value is $30 above that at 298. So you see, it's the intrinsic value is lower than the current price. Now, that would not be enough for me to buy Salesforce. First, it has to fit my thesis, my portfolio design, and it also has to survive a relative valuation model. So in the next video, I will analyze Salesforce against its peers, its competitors, the HubSpots of this world. So other CRMs, client relationship management softwares that are targeting enterprises that have a subscription model, that have network effects. So they have to be similar and targeting the same clients. And we have to analyze against them, because who will win? You know, who will grab which market shares from which? And this is my superpower. I'm a strategy advisor since 21 years. So this is where I'm really good at. And that's the model that I have created. But now let's finish the DCF for Salesforce. We know that the current fair value is $298. That's $30 above current price. And the fair value 10 years is $434. Looks good if, in terms of intrinsic value. There is a buffer there. And the template will also calculate for you free cash flow projections, 5 years, 10 years in terminal. But you don't really need it. What you want to know is what's the fair value per share and 5 years, 10 years. Then you look at current price and you know if it's either undervalued right now by the market or overvalued. Now again, you cannot decide. Use this for your research as part of your research process, but you need at least two valuation models. One that looks at the intrinsic value versus price. That's this model. You have a template now for that, but you need a second model too. And I will give you a template for that in the next video, which is a relative valuation model. You have to, because okay, Salesforce is a good stock, but what if HubSpot grabs all its market share in the next 2 years? So you've done a very bad decision and a very bad investment. That's why I do not buy a stock just based on intrinsic value. I want to see also the relative value. And some people say, yeah, but that's qualitative. Well, this one is also based on assumptions, because the four numbers are from current data, but the next four numbers are assumptions. So whatever you do, you are basing your decision-making on assumptions. The only thing is you can get better at validating, invalidating your assumptions. You can get better at taking more good decisions than bad decisions. And this is an investing system. This is what I'm teaching you in the next weeks and months if you subscribe here. So make sure you're subscribed. The next video is about the relative valuation model. And now go and run this model. Use the template, run this model for the first two stocks, and whatever question you have, feel free to put it in the comments. I'm happy to make the next video answering that question. Keep rolling.